理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky. Well, today we begin our Taste of article. We'll be traveling to Spain to try out some authentic Spanish food.
Hello friends, I'm your teacher Steve. We're going to discover one of the best kept secrets of the Mediterranean, and that would be Spanish cuisine. Join us now as we begin the reading on page 16 and line 1.
A Taste of Spain. Spain, a land of graceful flamenco dancers and brave bullfighters, has long held a romantic allure for travelers. In fact, this Mediterranean country ranks as the world's second most visited tourist destination. So, it seems odd to me that I've heard very little about the food of Spain.How does it taste? Is it as delectable as other Mediterranean cuisines? Eager to find out, I visited a local restaurant that serves authentic Spanish meals. I began my meal with a selection of tapas, which are similar in concept to Hong Kong's dim sum.
Well, students, some people have told us that it's a tough job, that we have to go around and try out all this food. What do you think, Steve?
It's not an easy job, going around trying all this delicious food. Well, the author starts the article by saying Spain is a land of graceful flamenco dancers and brave bullfighters. And I think that's what a lot of people think of when they first think of Spain.These two things.
Right, I think they definitely identify these things with Spain. And it says that it has long held a romantic allure for travelers. Now, this word allure just simply means kind of a powerful attraction, a powerful, something powerful that draws you or attracts you. Sometimes we even think of temptation with this.
We do. It's something very desirable. There's something very desirable in Spain for travelers to go and visit. There's something like a mystery in Spain. There's a lot of history and a lot of great culture in Spain.
Now, we call it a romantic allure, and I think when we think about romantic, we often think about love, but it can also have another idea, the idea of adventure and mystery, like you said.
Okay, well, of course, flamenco is a kind of dance that was developed in Spain, and bullfighting is whenThe bull and the man get together in an arena and they battle it out. Well, we'll be talking a little bit more about those things in a little bit. Well, the author goes on to say, in fact, this Mediterranean country ranks as the world's second most visited tourist destination. Now, a lot of people don't realize that. Spain is very, very popular with tourists all over the world.
That's true, but we find out here that it ranks as the world's second most visited tourist destination. So this is pretty amazing. When we say that it ranks, we're talking about it holding a position. It's compared to other cities and locations around the world, not cities, but places around the world. And when we compare these other places, we find that most tourists would go to this place, or at least this would be the second in a rating.
Okay. I understand that the first place, the most visited place, would be France. France is a very, very popular tourist destination. Spain comes in second. So it seems odd to me, to the author that is, that he's heard very little about the food of Spain. If Spain is so popular with tourists around the world, why don't people talk more about Spanish food?
That's a good point. So he was interested to find out more about it. He says, how does it taste? Is it as delectable as other Mediterranean cuisine? So he was curious. He wanted to find out. He had a chance to go to a restaurant and check it out for us.
We've seen that word delectable before. It simply means very, very delicious. Let's stop for a second and try to look at this word Mediterranean. It can be a big word and maybe a little scary for some of us. Let's practice saying that again, Mediterranean. And that's the sea that lies between Europe and Africa.
Okay, so when we talk about Mediterranean cuisines, we're talking about that area and the foods from that area. Well, he says, eager to find out, he decided to visit a local restaurant that serves authentic Spanish meals. And that's the best way to find out. Go to a place that serves authentic Spanish meals. Now, whenever we use this word authentic, we're talking about the real thing, not an imitation or not something that has been changed to please certain people, but it's authentic.
That's right. So if you go to an authentic Spanish restaurant, you're going to eat a meal that Spanish people would eat in Spain, the same kind of food, the same kind of ingredients.
Well, how did our writer begin his meal, Steve?
Well, he says he began with a selection of tapas, which are similar in concept to Hong Kong's dim sum. So it might be something like a light meal or a snack.
And notice he says here, a selection of. So it gives us the idea that he tried different kinds. He didn't just stick with one kind, but he tried different kinds. And notice also it says that these are similar in concept to Hong Kong's dim sum. When we think about a concept, we think about an idea, don't we?
We do. We think of an idea. So if you understand and know about Hong Kong's dim sum, these tapas, these Spanish tapas, are very similar. It's the same idea. They're little snacks that you can choose. You can choose a lot of small ones or a variety of snacks and try different flavors.
Okay, but maybe this phrase in concept too might be a little confusing to you, so we've asked Liz to help us out.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. My name is Liz, and welcome to Usage Tips. 我们再看一次这个句子. I began my meal with a selection of tapas, which are similar in concept to Hong Kong's dim sum. 句子里的片语 in concept 就是在概念上的意思。我们在生活对话中比较不会用 in concept 这样抽象的方式去描述事情。但是在写文章，尤其是做学术讨论的时候，就可以用这个片语来描述比较抽象的概念。除了 in concept 之外，还有一些类似的片语，像是 in theory 在理论上， in principle 在原则上， in spirit 在精神上。我们现在就来看这个例句吧。 In theory, your idea isn't a bad one, but I'm afraid it won't work in real life. 在理论上，你的主意不错，不过在真实的生活中恐怕不管用哦。来看第二个例子。 Although I used very different material for my new design, the style is similar in concept to my previous artwork. 虽然我在新的设计中使用了很不一样的素材，但是它的款式在概念上跟前一个作品很相似。如果想要参考更多的例句，你可以翻到今天杂志上的 Usage Tips， 里面还可以提供一些造句的练习哦。That's it for now. I'll see you later. Back to you.
Well, one of the fun parts about this job is visiting these great restaurants. We want you to join us. Visit an authentic Spanish restaurant with us, and then we'll visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room. Well, Vicki, are you ready to try something different?
Certainly, Steve. I'm always ready to try something new.
Good. Well, this restaurant normally serves all kinds of Mediterranean food, but we've asked them to prepare an authentic Spanish meal for us.
Well, I'm very hungry, so I can't wait.
Well, the good news is, Vicki, you don't have to wait because our food has already started to arrive. These are called tapas.
Top hats? That's a very strange name for food.
No, Vicki, tapas. They're kind of like the dim sum you might find in Hong Kong.
Oh, really? Well, I love dim sum.
Good. Well, these taste a little different, but like dim sum, they come in small portions, and people order a lot of them so that they can share them.
Really? So are tapas served at a certain time of day?
Well, yes, they are. Actually, tapas are normally eaten after work in the late afternoon as a light snack. Mostly because the Spanish people, they tend to eat their meals late at night. 9 o'clock, even 10 o'clock at night.
Really? Well, that is pretty late. And I know it's not tapas time right now, but I think we should give this a try. In fact, I'm going to try the baby octopus with garlic and vinegar right now.
And while you do that, I'm going to try the chicken. I dip it in some tartar sauce like this.
And?
Tender on the inside, crunchy on the outside. Delicioso.
Wow.
How's yours, Vicky?
Oh, well, Steve, it's big, but I'm going to give it a try. Very tasty.
Good. Well, would you like to try some of the chicken?
Absolutely.
Good. Remember, tapas are for sharing.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. Today we learn about one of the best kept secrets of Mediterranean cuisine, and that is Spanish cuisine.
Mediterranean. Now that's a long word.
It is. We can break up Mediterranean. Medius in Latin means middle. Terra means land or earth. So Mediterranean refers to a body of water that is almost completely surrounded by land. The Mediterranean Sea is the world's largest inland sea.
Are you saying there is more than one Mediterranean Sea?
No, there's only one Mediterranean Sea spelled with a capital M. But there are many other seas that are Mediterranean, meaning they are surrounded by land. For example, the Red Sea, the Black Sea, and the Persian Gulf are all Mediterranean.
Doesn't the Mediterranean Sea connect to the Red Sea?
Yes. But it's connected by a man-made canal called the Suez Canal.
The Mediterranean Sea 就是地中海，而形容词 Mediterranean 就是在陆地当中被陆地包围的意思。红海就是一个典型的 Mediterranean Sea， 虽然它的北端有一个 Suez Canal， 苏伊士运河。Now I know the coastal area on the Mediterranean is called the Riviera, like the French Riviera.Is there a Spanish Riviera?
No, there's not. In the Mediterranean region, there are only the so-called French Riviera and the Italian Riviera. Because of the popularity of these two places, people have adopted the name Riviera for many scenic coastlands to promote tourism. So you might hear of the California Riviera, British Riviera, or Mexican Riviera. But there's no Spanish Riviera.
Riviera 是蔚蓝海岸，世界上最出名的蔚蓝海岸就是 The French Riviera， 也就是法国南部沿着地中海的蔚蓝海岸。虽然西班牙也紧邻地中海，但并没有所谓的 Spanish Riviera。
Time for a break. Don't go away, students. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Only one country consumes more seafood than Spain. Which country is that? Only one country consumes more seafood than Spain. Which country is that? Japan! Japan, of course it's Japan. So, if you like seafood, travel to Spain or Japan. You'll find lots of seafood there. Seafood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been learning about some authentic Spanish food in our Taste of Spain article.
Spain is a very, very popular tourist destination, but it's a surprise that people don't talk about Spanish food as much as they might or as they should, because Spain is so popular. It's the second most visited country in the world. Our author is talking about tapas. Let's go back to page 17 on line 2 as we learn more about tapas.
A Taste of Spain. Tapas are enjoyed in the early evening as a snack before a late-night dinner. People in Spain usually order a variety of tapas, served in small portions. The first kind of tapas I tried was fresh octopus in a vinegar garlic sauce. The chewy texture and pleasantly sour flavor made a delicious treat for the tongue. Hungry for more tapas, I tried a chicken roll served with tartar sauce. A crispy breaded crust surrounded the tender chicken. Dipped in the tangy tartar sauce, this morsel was a pure delight.
Well, we mentioned earlier that tapas are like dim sum in a way, and we find out here that tapas are enjoyed in the early evening as a snack before a late night dinner. And we'll learn in this section that people from Spain like to eat dinner very late at night. So sometime in between lunch and dinner, they want to have something that will maybe carry them over or help them not to get too hungry.
Okay, I understand that some people in Spain, they eat dinner as late as 9 or 10 o'clock at night, which is pretty late for some people. But they need something, as you said, Vicky, to kind of fill the void between lunch and that time when they do eat their late dinner.
So tapas are considered a snack, something that is eaten between meals. And we find out here that people in Spain usually order a variety of tapas served in small portions.
Okay, and this is where tapas are similar to dim sum. You can go buy dim sum, different varieties of dim sum, and have different tastes. And that's the same with tapas. You can go to a restaurant and order a little portion of this, a little portion of that, and try different tastes.
Okay, so a portion is an amount that somebody is given in a meal.
Okay, it's a part of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first kind of tapas our author tried was fresh octopus in a vinegar garlic sauce. Now, when we were at the restaurant, Vicky, you tried this. And what was your reaction to the octopus?
Well, you know, the flavor was okay, but it was very difficult for me to chew this octopus. It was very tough, we might say. He calls it very chewy, which is true. It was very chewy. But it was a little tough.
Okay, an octopus, of course, is that animal that you find in the ocean. It's an animal that has 8 tentacles, and it's very, a lot of people like to eat it fried, but this was prepared in a little different way, and perhaps it was chewy. I didn't really dare to eat that, but Vicky tried it and thought it was quite chewy.
Well, as I said, the flavor was good, but it was quite chewy, a little difficult to get into. It says the chewy texture and pleasantly sour flavor made a delicious treat for the tongue. This is what our writer is saying. So there was something about the flavor and the texture that our writer really enjoyed. Now, when we talk about food, we often talk about the flavor, but sometimes the texture makes a big difference, too.
It sure does. The texture could be or include things like the chewiness of the food, or if the food is crispy, if it's soft, those things indicate texture. And for me, if I have a problem with food, usually it's not because of the taste, but it's because of the texture. It just doesn't feel right in my mouth. And I think that's why I had a little problem with those octopus.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to try those out. Well, our writer goes on to say, hungry for more tapas, I tried chicken roll served with tartar sauce. Now, this was a very special dish. I enjoyed this. A tartar sauce is a special sauce made of mayonnaise. Often it has some lemon in it, maybe some pickles and onions. It's a little bit tart or sour, but it's very nice with chicken and fish.
Yes, it's often served with fish and seafood. It's a great, great sauce for that. So you can dip the chicken roll into the tartar sauce, and that gives a great, great flavor to the chicken roll, the crispy breaded crust. Adds different texture in your mouth. If you like crispy things, this chicken roll had that.
Okay, so if you like crispy breaded things, then of course you will enjoy this. He says that the chicken was very tender, but it had this crispy breading on the outside. So whenever we think about something being breaded, we think about it usually using bread crumbs, dried bread crumbs on the outside. It's dipped in that and then fried.
Okay, and the word crust in line 10 is indicating the outside of the bread. A crust is the hard outer portion of something. In this case, we're talking about the bread. Well, dipped in the tangy tartar sauce, the morsel was a pure delight for our author.
Okay, first of all, he did call it tender. Now, this is a good word for you to use. When meat is very soft and easy to chew, we call it tender. If it's not, we call it tough.
Well, friends, let's go back to the Spanish restaurant and look at some more Spanish food, and then we'll review our lesson.
Well, Vicky, I see that you're digging into another tapa.
That's right, Steve. I know you already tried this. It looks like an omelet, doesn't it?
Well, it is an omelet, but it's special because it's made with potatoes. In Spanish, I think it's called a tortilla de patatas, and it's one of Spain's most famous foods.
Mmm. Wow. It's so soft, it melts in your mouth. It's wonderful.
Good. It looks good, doesn't it?
Mmm.
It is good. Well, I'm going to try this tapa. These are mushrooms cooked in sherry and butter sauce.
Mmm.
Now, I'm a big fan of mushrooms.
Me too, Steve. Those look great.
Oh, they're great. I love the texture, and they're juicy, just full of flavor.
Well, you've convinced me. I'll try one of these also. They look great, and I'm sure they'll taste great.
Well, Vicky, don't get too full now.
Why did you say that, Steve?
Because we still have the main course coming.
The main course?
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 allure 这个名词。Allure 是指魅力或诱惑力。例如 ,the allure of working in show business attracts a lot of young people to the profession. 在演艺圈工作的魅力吸引许多的年轻人投入。或者是 ,the allure of big city life in New York is this sitcom's theme. 在纽约这个大都会生活的魅力是这出情景喜剧的主题。接下来我们看 rank 这个动词，我们之前学过 rank 当名词是等级或官阶的意思，但是 rank 当动词是指分等级。rank as something 是指被列为某种地位或等级，例如 Taipei 101 ranks as the tallest building in the world， 台北101被列为全世界最高的建筑。如果是 rank among something 是指与某个对象同一个等级，例如 ,he ranks among the best directors in America. 他名列美国最优秀的导演之一。最后我们看的是 portion 这个名词。portion 在这里特别是指食物的分量。例如 ,this restaurant is famous for their generous portions. 这家餐厅以大分量的餐点而闻名。或者是 ,try to eat smaller portions if you want to lose weight.如果你想减肥，可以试着减少食物的分量。And if you keep listening to Studio Classroom, you can become a fluent English speaker. Let's go to the word bank.
Allure. What is the allure of Paris? Why does it attract so many visitors? Rank. Taipei 101 ranks as the world's tallest building.Portion. American restaurants serve larger portions than restaurants in most other countries. Tartar sauce. Would you like some tartar sauce on your fish? Crust. The crust on the apple pie was crispy and delicious.
A Taste of Spain. Spain, a land of graceful flamenco dancers and brave bullfighters, has long held a romantic allure for travelers. In fact, this Mediterranean country ranks as the world's second most visited tourist destination. So, it seems odd to me that I've heard very little about the food of Spain.How does it taste? Is it as delectable as other Mediterranean cuisines? Eager to find out, I visited a local restaurant that serves authentic Spanish meals. I began my meal with a selection of tapas, which are similar in concept to Hong Kong's dim sum. Tapas are enjoyed in the early evening as a snack before a late-night dinner. People in Spain usually order a variety of tapas, served in small portions. The first kind of tapas I tried was fresh octopus in a vinegar garlic sauce. The chewy texture and pleasantly sour flavor made a delicious treat for the tongue. Hungry for more tapas, I tried a chicken roll served with tartar sauce. A crispy breaded crust surrounded the tender chicken. Dipped in the tangy tartar sauce, this morsel was a pure delight.
Well, students, we're out of time, but we'll be back next time to talk more about Spanish food. Be sure to join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.